You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. Thank you so much, beautiful souls, for being here, for showing up, for being in this amazing energy that we have in the collective consciousness. So much beauty, so much love is here. This is going to be an incredible show. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. The Wisdom of the Ancients is about ancient wisdom. It's about ancient practices and knowledge, but not only from our own planet, also from other worlds, realms, galaxies, other dimensions, all time-space reality converging right now to this very, very now moment. And the theme for this series is about expressions of truth and expansion. And so as we think about that, may we all be open to receiving any messages that the divine has for us so that we become a true offering, a true vessel, a true instrument, and do our part to help raise the collective consciousness, not only for ourselves, but for all beings in all realms. And right now we call on the ancient ones. We call on the beings of love, light, power, and service to support us today and to open our hearts. We have a wonderful show for you today. Let me introduce our next guest to you. Wendy Kennedy is an intuitive, an empath, and a channel. For more than 2 decades, she has used her gifts and abilities to work with beings in other realms and dimensions, assisting others in recognizing and releasing old patterns and helping them to live more whole and integrated lives. The clear and compassionate wisdom shared through Wendy facilitates a shift in perspective from that of separation and limitation to connection and multidimensional existence. In 1995, Wendy began channeling, working first with her own angelic guides before becoming reacquainted with the 9th Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, whom she primarily channels at her public events and in private sessions. She also works with beings from Sirius, Lyra, Arcturus, Cassiopeia, and Andromeda, as well as other higher dimensional celestial beings. In addition to the direct channeling, the guides work through Wendy with the language of light and galactic light codes, which are symbols that represent this cosmic language. Wendy currently lectures and channels for clients around the world. She was one of the 6 channels featured in the movie and the book Tuning In, Spirit Channelers in America. Her work is also featured in the book, The Great Human Potential, Walking in One's Own Light, which is now available in 7 languages. So it gives me great joy and pleasure to welcome Wendy to the show. Welcome, Wendy.
Oh, thank you, Ian. It's such a pleasure to be here. Good evening, everyone.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So everyone, Wendy is going to be talking about creating your limitless reality today. So Wendy and her guides, the 9th Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, will be here, will channel, will chat, will talk about creating your limitless reality. And if you'd like to ask Wendy and the Pleiadian Collective a question, press *2 on your phone. So *2 if you're on the phone. And when you get chosen, then make sure you start off with your name so we know who you are. And then your question. And this session really is also about struggle. So anything that you're struggling with through manifestation. So if you're having any issues with manifestation, certainly you're not limited to that, but you can ask any question regarding manifestation or whatever's coming up. And then if you're on the webinar, of course, you can put your question in the webinar box and then along with your name, and we'll get to as many as possible. Plus there will be a process at the end. So an amazing show we have planned for everyone today. So let me ask you this, Wendy. I think, you know, since this is the first time you're actually on Wisdom of the Ancients, again, welcome. There are some people certainly who know you, some people who've worked with you, but we also have others in the community who haven't had the opportunity to really work with you yet. So if you don't mind, maybe in your own words, just briefly tell us a little bit about how you came to realize your gifts and your connection with the Pleiadian Collective.
So as you mentioned in the bio there, it was 25 years ago that I started having these visions, and I didn't really know what they were. I thought maybe they were associated with a past life or something that was associated with the building that I was living in at the time. And so I started doing research, and along the way I came across channeling, and I didn't know what it was. I didn't know anybody who did it. I just had this deep knowing that it was something that I was supposed to be doing. And so I started working at it. I was in the process of doing a lot of work on myself. I was studying meditation, and I did the exercises that I could find in books. And there really wasn't a lot out there back in 94. And so I just kept practicing, and I would work for a little while, and then I'd put it aside, and then I'd work on it again. And finally, I started with automatic writing. I knew one day I was supposed to have pen and paper, and that's when everything came through. And I worked with my own guides and some other beings from different star systems. And after about 9 months or so, it was becoming very cumbersome for me to write because I was hearing everything well in advance of writing it out. And that's when the Pleiadian Collective came through, because they work with tone and sound. And, you know, for those who haven't heard me channel the Pleiadians, or the P's, as I refer to them, they work with tone and sound, and their dialect is different than my own. And it's really not any one particular dialect. It's just tones and sounds that resonate with you at a cellular level. They tend to choose dialects and sounds that they can elongate the vowels on, and they can modulate the tone. Every time they first come in, they actually do an attunement, and they work with harmonics. So you might notice that when we start, sometimes it's really pronounced, sometimes not quite as much, but it is part of how they work. So they were waiting for me to channel verbally so that they could utilize that with me. And so they've been working with me as my primary guides with the public now for 23 years.
Wow, 23 years. Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking about it. What was I doing in 1994? But no, it's definitely been a long time. So let me ask you this, so we have a bit of a framework as well. Are the collective, or the P's, are they mostly here to support us in manifesting, or is that just one aspect and that we're going to focus on today, but they're actually here in support of more than that?
Well, they are here to help empower us, to remind us of who we are, and understanding the process of manifestation is a big piece of that. They do speak a lot about, or at least they used to speak a lot more, about galactic history and things going on in the galaxy, and they moved away from that a bit more to focus on the personal, because they said, if you don't take that knowledge and apply it to your life, then it's just a nice story. And you're not really going through any transformation. You're just kind of spinning your wheels, and you're just distracted. So really for the last 5 or 6 years, they've spent a lot more time really focused on helping you to go through the process of integration, which is basically releasing judgment and looking at your patterns and belief systems, and actually working with the language of light to help you attune to new frequencies. So a lot of times it's not so much about digging and rooting around at the past, because the questions we ask about the past are often at the same level of consciousness that we've created the problem or the challenge. And it's about moving to a new frequency, creating new habits, creating new repetitive beliefs that are more inclusive, that are more in alignment with your divine nature. So that's where their focus really has gone. Not so much about predictive stuff, although occasionally they'll drop a little gem here or there, but really they want us to focus on what is it that we want to create and empower us to create it.
Yeah, and I think that's so much in alignment with really with what so many of us are looking to, quote unquote, accomplish, to move into that embodiment of possibility. And you know, along the way, I think sometimes we slip back to our lower self ways, and we're always looking for support. So what are some of the ways that they can help us and support us in moving to that, you know, that limitless reality that your show, well, that your topic's all about, creating that limitless reality? What are some of the ways they can help us to do that?
Well, one of the things I love about the Pleiadian Collective is that they're very practical. And I always say it's galactic wisdom for an earthly life, because even though they're beings of light, they don't have physical form. They give exercises, and they give us really simple things to do that will move the needle. And sometimes it's just, you know, it's common sense stuff that we just forget to do. And they really want us to set up practices for ourselves. So if it can be something as simple as setting an intention in the morning. And how do you properly set an intention? You know, sometimes we just think, okay, I'm going to think that I want to create peace today. I need a peaceful day. We have the thought, and then we move on. But what we're missing is that it's not just having the thought. You have to embody the frequency. And that means using your imagination to get the emotion running, because they say that the emotion is what drives that energy into being. So the thought is kind of the vehicle, and the emotion is kind of the accelerator. The more intense we feel the emotion, the faster it manifests itself. And so it's really simple things like that that just need a little bit of tweaking. And sometimes they point out stuff that it's exceptionally subtle, but when you make a subtle shift, it can make a big difference in how you manifest. And, you know, sometimes we're looking for really kind of groundbreaking and things that we never thought of in order to make change in our lives. And really, it's about looking at the subtle stuff. You know, it's come down to that. And that's one of the things, like I said, I love about the piece, is that it's just very, it's very practical.
Right. And then you have, you know, you said subtle, although that subtle can, quote unquote, can snowball. You know, you can start with the subtle, and then it certainly does grow into more limitless possibilities. You know, as the practices are, as you utilize the practices more and more, right?
Absolutely. Mm. And I think a lot of this also is helping you to not associate so much with you as this physical body, but also helping you to see that you are a divine being of light, and continuing to bring your focus back to that perspective of self.
Right.
Because that's where all your power lies. And when we work with tools like the Galactic Light Codes or the Language of Light, that helps expand us. And, you know, when they do talk about things that have gone on in other star systems, and, you know, there are loads of beings that I actually work with, and when we do the activations, when we work with the Language of Light, they often will blend their energy with the Pleiadians. So, you know, the energy will shift as we go, but along with all of that is the knowledge and wisdom of these different systems. And that also helps us to kind of expand this perspective of who we are. We're not just this small little person that's sitting inside of our house that's isolated. You know, we're a divine being that's connected to everyone and everything, that's donned this perspective of reality to have this unique experience.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the Galactic Light Codes. What are the Galactic Light Codes?
So they are symbols that represent the language of light, which the language of light is a universal language that's understood by all life. And it's comprised of light, sound, sacred geometry, and cosmic information. Its source is language, and there are different dialects of it, and it would be a bit like hearing English spoken from the UK or South Africa or Australia or the US. All those dialects are different, but we still understand it. And that's what happens with the language of light. It would be as if someone asked you to sing the note of C, and, you know, it's hard for us to find that frequency, but when someone plays the piano, it's very easy. You say, oh, that note, I can remember now. Now I know what that C sounds like, and I can reproduce it. When you're exposed to the language of light, it's the same thing with your energetic field. It is helping you to attune to frequencies. Now, the galactic light codes, when I first started channeling, within the first year, there were beings that came in from Arcturus who started giving me light codes. And I would work with them, and, you know, after a while, when the Pleiadians came in, that kind of went to the side. And about 5-6 years ago, they came to me and they said, it's time. It's time to start working with this again. People are ready to work with this. So one of the free gifts we had for you, if you look at the page, is a galactic light code. So these are symbols that are kind of like kanji, where they kind of represent concepts. It's not like individual words or letters, but they're more conceptual, and they contain the language of light frequencies.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much for that gift. Yeah, so everyone, if you are on the webcast page, you'll see the free gift that Wendy has provided to our community. You also receive that when you joined the community or when the series started, but it's there. So I would grab it while it's still there. Okay, beautiful. Let's talk quickly about manifesting. You know, we have, so many people, I think, have maybe a different definition of manifesting, or we look at it in different ways. There's guilt surrounding manifesting, there's shame, there's not the full acceptance that, we are divine beings that have really within our birthright the capacity to accept all this beautiful, beautiful prosperity and abundance that the universe is bestowing upon us. That's almost an open-ended question, but could you please talk a little bit about manifesting and also from the perspective of the peas?
There's so much there. Where to start? So,
yeah, welcome to my show.
Yes. So let's see, where do we want to start?
It's like a stream of consciousness. So maybe we should narrow this down a little bit and say, you know, just from the perspective of manifesting, what are the, what would you say, or what can you share with us the Pleiadian Collective's perspective is on manifesting?
So really we're co-creating, and we're co-creating with Divine Source. So there are, you know, there's some pitfalls and things that people fall into in the process of manifestation. And I have a feeling the Pleiadian Collective is going to talk about some of this when we get into the Q&A. But time is one of those things. Our divine blueprint is another one of those things. So there are things that the soul wants to experience that the ego has another idea about. The ego would never want to have any sort of negative experience, anything that felt overly challenging, anything that would really push us out of our comfort zone to grow. And, you know, the ego also has its idea of what time things should happen and the way things should happen. So when it comes to co-creating reality, it's a very simple process. The mechanics of it are very simple. It's whether or not you can get out of the way of the ego, if you can stay in divine alignment. In the process of manifestation, you can kind of think of it this way if you need a visual. It would be like thinking about what it is that you wanted to manifest, what it is that you want to create for yourself, throwing the boomerang out to the universe. And, you know, usually we want something that's of a rather high vibrational nature. And you can think about it like climbing to the rooftop of a building to throw that out. So you throw it out to the universe. You put your order in. And we do this vibrationally by holding resonance. We're pulsing out frequency. And this is done through our subconscious thoughts and emotions. And we pulse that out. And then it comes back to us. And great, we've manifested what we want. But what happens a lot of times is that, you know, we're pulsing it out. 95% of our our creation is subconscious. It's not conscious, but in this moment, I'm thinking about it. I'm conscious about what I want, and I'm holding that resonance, and I'm putting that order into the universe vibrationally. And then I go into doubt. I go into worry. I go into frustration. I go into lower belief systems. And I've dropped out now, and now I'm standing about on the fifth floor, and my order comes back to the rooftop, but I'm not there. I'm out of alignment with what it is that I want to create. So a lot of times people get very frustrated at that, thinking, you know, why isn't it showing up? And the guides will always say the most important thing for you is what is immediately in front of you. If it wasn't the most important thing, then it wouldn't be there. So the universe will bring us what we need in order to get what we want. There are things that need to be cleaned up, things that we need to learn, places that we need to grow in order to be in that higher vibrational space. So a lot of the work that I do with the Pleiadian Collective is helping you to recognize where some of that energy is, where those subtleties are, about what it is you want and why you want it. Sometimes it's fear that's driving us, and that actually keeps us in a loop with that frequency, as opposed to just being curious about what that positive thing would be. If we approach that from a sense of adventure and curiosity, then that doesn't put us in the loop with the fear that says, I want this positive thing because I want to avoid the negative consequence. Money is an easy place to see that. I want money because I don't want to struggle. I don't want to feel, you know, that I don't have enough abundance. It doesn't feel emotionally comfortable. I'm afraid that I'm not secure. We all can kind of relate to that one, but if that's what's driving you to have money and success, then you're actually staying in alignment with that fear. That's actually running the show. But if you think about wanting to create abundance because you're just genuinely curious what that experience would be like, you're not in resonance with the fear. You're in resonance with the curiosity. And that's going to get you a very different result. So, you know, this is what, you know, I was mentioning before about really noticing these subtle nuances and making that subtle shift. It can make a big difference in what you manifest for yourself.
Okay. I think we can see that. I know I can feel that shift that's happening as you speaking. I can feel that shift, you know, as I personally am feeling into that, and I think that the audience of the community is probably doing the same thing. As you mentioning that, I think we can feel the energetic shift happening. Talk to us a little bit, Wendy, about the frequency, focusing on the frequency or the vibration versus the thought. Versus the form.
So, you know, a lot of people have a hard time with this one because, you know, we are so visual and we've been so conditioned socially to think about reality in terms of what we physically want to create and attain. Not so much about the vibrational experience that we want to have along the way. And the guides are very adamant about focusing on frequency over form, because a lot of times the form that you're asking for can be very difficult to manifest, and it may not be everything that you're really wanting. Think about all the times you've wanted something sweet to eat, and you go and you have a banana, and you think, no, that's not it. I want chocolate. We haven't really thought about what exactly it is. And, you know, with, say, a job, maybe you want a job and you've got it in your mind what that looks like. But what you don't see in that specific job is that the person who would be your boss is very controlling. And that position doesn't allow you any creativity. And that's really what you wanted. So if you focus on the fact that you want to go to work and you want to be with people who are positive and who have a good sense of humor and approach life with a sense of curiosity, and you get to use this creativity and you feel like you can connect with people, that's the essence of what you want. And that's what's going to allow you to feel really satiated in the work, that you're going to feel really satisfied with it. And if you just focus on the job, that could be a very different result. Yeah, you can get the job, but it doesn't have any of the qualities that you really wanted. So once you get the job, then you're kind of back to square one saying, well, this wasn't it. I thought it was it, but no. So when you think about the frequency, the universe will bring you the form. The universe will always do things in the most economical way. It doesn't want to expend a lot of extra energy, so it will create things that allow you to have the highest growth potential and allow you to be the greatest service at the same time. The guides always give the example of a gift that you get. And in your mind, you might have the idea that it's wrapped in red and white striped paper with a giant blue bow. And so you're looking for the conveyor belt of presents that come along before you, and you're looking for that red and white striped box with the blue bow. And about the 50th one, it's there it is. But, you know, you open it up, there's the gift inside that you asked for. But the 49 that came before that actually contained what you wanted them. Some of them had, you know, a little bonus gift in there. But because you were so focused on the form, you missed it. You didn't see. And the universe was bringing you things that perhaps were a slightly different form, but if you stepped into the energy, you would have gotten what you really wanted, which was that vibrational experience. Mm. So this is why the guides have us focus on frequency rather than form. Now, you can think about form in your mind's eye if you want to. You're just not holding on to it. You have to let it go and say, this is an example of what I might like. This is the essence of it, but I'm open to however the universe wants to bring it to me. And there's a whole process that the guides will go through. And actually, that is the process. We've created a course out of it where you actually are going through the phases of manifestation, where the first one, you're choosing a frequency. You're thinking about it and what it is that you want to create. That's first starting with the feminine energy. And then you are projecting that energy out. You're vibrating it and moving into the masculine. And then you're observing what's in front of you. You're seeing what the universe is bringing back to you. And then that's you back in the feminine state. You're receiving the signals back from the universe. And then you move again into the masculine state, and you step out to greet the frequencies. You'll look and say, oh, that one, that feels really good to me. That feels a lot like what I was asking for. And then you step out and engage with it. So there's this movement back and forth between using the feminine and the masculine energy and really taking the time to notice some of the subtleties and working with the frequency. How does this resonate? Where am I at today? Where am I vibrating in this moment? Is it where I want to be, or do I need to shift where I am? So there's a lot of kind of this observation and embodying of the frequency, rather than focusing so much on the form.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it really is occurring to me, Wendy, that there is a roadmap or a blueprint of sorts that you've been provided, that's been provided to you by the P's. And so many people, and I can say this because, you know, over the years, all the questions that come in, there are so many people who are literally saying, what am I doing wrong? You know, I'm trying to raise my vibration, but I'm caught in this poverty cycle, or maybe there's a cycle of lack where you receive something and then it's relinquished, and then you receive something and then it's relinquished. What could you say to help someone who is caught in that cycle where there is just this feeling that everything that is achieved is slipping through their fingers?
So the first thing the guides always say is that it's really important not to beat yourself up. It's such an easy trap to fall into, that I'm doing something wrong, I must be bad, it's bad karma. And they're just so direct and so adamant about this. And, you know, they would simply say, knock it off. They stop. Really, you have to stop. Because everything that you're creating is an opportunity. It shows you how you are either expressing or suppressing divine light and divine energy. Or you can think about it as expressing or suppressing love. That's it. And even the things that seem the most challenging are amazing gifts that are being presented to us. They're showing us how in the previous moments we've drawn in and created this thing that is showing us that there's more love to have. There's more expression to have. So, for instance, maybe you are struggling with money, all right? Maybe you recognize that you have some limiting beliefs about your deservedness. Well, that's the gift of having the experience. It's showing you that there's more love for you to give to yourself. And when you can start to look at the things that you're creating from that co-creative level, that it's not good, it's not bad, it's not right, it's not wrong, it just is, and it's an opportunity for you in this moment to recognize that there's more love to give and receive, then you feel empowered. The stress and the pressure also goes away because you put yourself back in divine alignment. You put yourself in your heart center. When you're in your heart center, you're not playing in the dualistic game. When you're in your heart center, you're perceiving things from source's perspective where all things are equal. And this is where you are able to release the struggle. So if you're experiencing pain, if you're experiencing struggle, when you go into that heart-centered space, then all that just kind of disappears. If you've ever done that for yourself, or a lot of people will find this when the peas come in and start speaking, is that they'll have a million questions. And I love it. This happens all the time in private sessions as well. They've got all these questions, and then they all go out the window because they get in their heart-centered space and they realize it just doesn't matter. It's not really an issue. It's just an issue to the ego. But when they get in touch with that divine aspect of themselves, then it's really a non-issue.
Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing that. All right, let's do this. Why don't we go to the phones for a little while? And then we'll see what's on everyone's mind and in everyone's hearts right now. So star 2 to raise your hand if you'd like the opportunity to speak with Wendy and the collective. So star 2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone, or if you're on the webinar page, put your question in along with your name. And here we go. So let's start with the phones, and we're going to start with Paso Robles. Paso Robles in California. Don't make fun of me. 8899. 8899 are the last four digits of the phone number. You're on live.
Yep. Hi, that would be me. This is Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. Welcome.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi. So I have a question. Let me formulate this into a question. In this body, skin suit, I'm 66, and I've been struggling with some of the same stuff this entire time of being here. I'm very conscious of a powerful Pleiadian connection, and I guess I would say... I want to say, you know, that that's some very strong connection to that star family. But anyway, I found out yesterday something that really threw me, and I would love to get some feedback or insight from you, Wendy, regarding this. I had an MRI done. I've had many cervical, oh God, I'm going to get really emotional here, cervical spine injuries. Starting from, you know, about the age of 7. And I guess I've kind of ignored it or thought that it was actually getting better. And I saw pictures of my neck with a magnetic resonance imaging yesterday, and it just really took my breath away. To see a physical picture of the damage that still exists there. So I just wanted to get some input because, you know, my life is really good. I'm I'm loving what's going on and the abundance and the changes and the, but that piece, it really just kind of blindsided me. So I don't know if there's something that I'm really missing, or if this is just part of the, if this is just part of the journey for this lifetime, is to try to figure out how to live with this and heal it.
Mm. Are you in pain?
Yes, I'm, and right. Numbness.
Okay. So, you know what, I'm going to get out of the way and let the peace come in and speak directly to you. So, yeah, so just take a nice deep breath. Everybody, actually everybody, can just join me with taking a nice deep breath. Ah, yes, hello, dears. This is the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, and it is a pleasure and an honor to have the opportunity to connect with you. So, you know, first off, we just want to acknowledge the tremendous amount of support that is around, that there are many, many beings, not only your own guides, but stellar family that is here to support all of you. All of your requests are heard, and they are always answered. It's simply a matter of whether you're tuning in, you've got the volume up to hear or not, and many times you all will dismiss this as your imagination. So what we would say for you, dear, is for us, first and foremost, everything that happens at the physical level is first an energetic issue, because the energy that is your thoughts, the energy that is your emotions, that is the template for the physical body. So you can do things to the physical body, but unless you change the template, it's not going to be a permanent change. So we always send you back to the energetic. Now, sometimes you will all say, well, what about this? What about that? I've had this since childhood. Sometimes you will choose challenges in your bodies to allow you the opportunity to come at life from a different perspective. So let us say perhaps you're someone who hasn't always had a lot of mobility. Then you're coming at life from a way that perhaps gets you to focus in a different way. All right, as opposed to somebody who is constantly running around and not paying attention. And these can be setups in part from other lifetimes in which you're looking to repeat a pattern, but coming at it sometimes from a different angle or sometimes the exact same angle. And this is part of what we're seeing in the injuries, the repeated injuries to your spine. Some of this is an old pattern that comes from your blueprint itself, but also from other lifetimes. And also there's a bit in your genetic line about belief systems, about not seeing what's coming. There's always another shoe to drop. This is a belief that's very strong up your family line and your mother's line. So what do you do when you're not feeling well? What do you do when you've had a repeated chronic issue? The first thing we would say is to begin imagining what it would feel like to be different. You don't have to say, I am in perfect health and balance, because for some of you, when you say that, it will feel very false because you don't feel that way at all. You're saying, that's great. Who is she? Who's she kidding? I'm in a lot of pain right now. So if you say, I wonder what it would feel like to be in perfect health and balance, and you get really curious about it, then you start to align with the frequency. Sometimes physical misalignments within the body cannot be fully corrected, and that's fine, but some of the pain can be managed. Some of the pain can dissipate as you work with the energetic template. We would say the crux of the issue for you and the genetic line, it really has to do with, what am I missing? What am I going to be blindsided with? All right. As you trust in the divine flow, to know that everything that you need to know will be shown to you in the moment, will be known to you in the appropriate moment. as you start to feel that trust, as you let go of the need to control at the ego level, then you'll find that the body can relax, the muscles can relax, and actually some of the spine can go back into alignment when the muscles relax and they're not pulling and creating the misalignment within the body. All right? So for all of you, it doesn't matter what your ailment is, it's aligning with that sensation of what divine health would feel like. And when you're in that heart-centered space where you're feeling this, you'll start to get ideas of what you physically need. All right? If you need certain nutrition, then you'll be in the grocery store looking at the broccoli saying, that is the most lovely head of broccoli I've ever seen. I think I need to eat that tonight. All right, you'll be very drawn to different foods, or you'll be repulsed by foods. You'll say, oh, I'm really not drawn to that, and it's because you shouldn't have it. Your body doesn't want it, and it might be something that you eat on a regular basis. So as you become more aware of the subtleties within, all right, as you spend more time in that heart-centered space imagining what that perfect health and balance would feel like, the more aware you become in those moments of what you need to know or do to put yourself in physical alignment with that frequency. All right? We are sorry that you're in pain, dear. And as we do the language of light here at the end, you will find that that can also be of service to you. That can also help you. All right? It'll help you with some of the discomfort. We would say don't get too far in your head and down the rabbit hole with the diagnosis or with the fear of it. It's natural for you all to go there, but don't live there. Mm-hmm. All right?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Nikki.
We hope that helps.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, sweet soul. Beautiful. Thank you so much for that. Okay, let's go to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and 1256, so the last four digits of the phone number, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hi there.
Hi, welcome.
Hello. Hi, thank you. I want to ask if you can help me understand why my blood pressure has been so high for the last 5 years.
So, you know, for all of you, there are all kinds of different physical ailments that you all will have. And most issues come down to a handful of issues. Trust, control, manipulation, safety, security, approval, abandonment. And at the crux of all of that is separation from source energy. So blood pressure typically has to do with control issues for all of you. And control is a sneaky little one in that it is something that you can do without being terribly conscious of it. When you catch yourself, or when you notice yourself having a conversation with a friend and you're thinking about how you're going to respond, that's a form of control. That's you not being present in the moment. That's you trying to figure out how you're going to respond in the future so that you can get a particular outcome, so that you can either feel safe or that you can appear to be intelligent or that you can get approval. There are all different kinds of reasons that you might do that. That's one subtle form of control. It might be something as more overt as you really trying to sway someone towards your side, and you're very aware that you're trying to do that. So look at where you're controlling, and control and trust go hand in hand. Where are you not trusting in the divine flow of life? All right. Again, know that whatever is showing up in front of you is showing up to be a teacher, to help you to grow, to help you to expand. If you can trust in that, if you trust that you are capable of handling any situation that's before you, because in truth, you create the challenge and the solution at the same time. You're living in a dualistic universe. You've got light, dark, positive, negative, male, female. It's two sides of the same coin. One side of the coin is the challenge. The other side is the solution. And they're just stored in different vibrational ranges. So the challenge is at a lower vibrational rate. All right. That's when you're playing in your fears. when you go back into that hot, centered space where you are in alignment with your divine self, you're at a higher vibrational level, and that's where the solution is available to you. So when you trust in yourself that you're capable at any given moment of getting still, of getting quiet, of thinking of something that makes you smile, that's how you get into the heart-centered space. Once you're in that space, answers become available to you. You've made it this far in life. You're still alive. You're still breathing. You've managed through every situation that has come before. You might not have done it with a lot of grace or ease, but you managed. So trust in yourself to be capable of handling any situation that comes, and then you can let go of that need to control and manipulate it in advance. All right? As Wendy was talking about earlier for all of you, you want to control and manipulate because you want to avoid having a negative consequence. And when you want to avoid something, there are two things that happen. One, you're wanting to make it separate from you because you don't like it. You set up a judgment about it. And because you want to make it separate from you, you are cutting off half of source energy, because even what you perceive to be negative experiences are part of the creations of source. It's part of source energy. Everything is source energy. So you are now cutting what is available to you off in half. All right, you're cutting source energy off in half through your judgment. And then you're also keeping yourself engaged with it, because by wanting to avoid it, you are staying engaged with it. So as you accept it as a possibility and know that, yes, great, if it comes up, I can manage, but I'd rather be curious about having this other experience over here, then you can start to move towards it just by being present, all right, just by being curious. So as you make that adjustment, that should help you with the blood pressure.
Thank you.
All
thank
right.
Thank you. Beautiful. Much love to you, sweet soul. Beautiful. Let's go to the web. I've got a question here from Linda from Rubicon. Linda says, "Dear Wendy, please help me release the blocks that have been sabotaging my money from forthcoming. Thank you so much. I really need the help. I've been struggling with this for a long time. I can't seem to get a break."
So sometimes when it comes to money, there are all different kinds of beliefs that you may have, that money, especially if you're following more of a spiritual path, there are many lifetimes of vows of poverty or vows of the renunciation of the material world, and you're a physical being having this experience. All right, you're a being of light having a physical experience. And so you're going to engage with the material world. And it's not right, it's not wrong, it's not good, it's not bad. Money can be used for very positive things as well as negative. And so we're going to go ahead and do a quick little activation for everyone. And this is just really to help you with money, because this is such a big issue for everyone, and knowing that it's neutral, it has no value, and there's limitless abundance available to you. But for those of you who attune with this challenge, all right, who say, "Oh yes, money, limitations, I know that one." Where's your limitation? How big can you? Let's put this another way. How much abundance can you align with? Where's your number? All right, and see if you can't get it bigger and bigger and bigger until you can get it infinite. Because what most of you will say is, "Well, if I have money, there's some sort of negative consequence that will come from it. I'm not enough. People will find out I'm not enough. They'll put a spotlight on me. People will want things from me. People who have money are greedy. People who have money are not spiritual," and on and on and on. You all have infinite variations on that theme. So we'll do a quick little language of light activation to help you clear that. But for you specifically, dear, we would say a lot of it is about feeling that if you have it, then you're not a spiritual person. All right, and we just say that's not true. You're at the core of who you are, you are a spiritual being. All right? So with the language of light, there's nothing that you need to do. You don't necessarily have to listen to the recording again to connect with the energies. The energies are deposited into your field, and you can imagine connecting with them at any time. So just relax, take a nice deep breath. I opened infinite amounts of abundance in infinite forms. Take a breath. All right, dear, we hope that helps.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, beautiful. Thank you for that transmission. Just everyone just receiving that beautiful vibration and that frequency. Thank you so much, Wendy and the Palladians, the Palladian Collective. We are in such deep gratitude to both of you for especially the last few 10 minutes or so, just sharing with us in the community. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. So, Wendy, are you back?
I'm here.
Okay. Hi, Wendy. Oh, beautiful. Oh, wow. Oh. Oh, whatever that was. Just, oh, man.
Yeah, it's an interesting experience. There's a lot of energy
wow.
that comes through in those.
Oh, so beautiful. Oh, the vibration was just raised right there. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, sweet soul Wendy and the Palladians. Oh, we're so grateful. All right, coming back to now. Okay, everyone, I think speaking about curiosity earlier, I think right now, Wendy, people are curious about how they can work with you and work more closely with you. So what I'd love for you to do now is take people through your offer. So in just a second. So everyone, we are going to do more readings in a while. And then also we still have that the process towards the end that Wendy's going to take us through as well. So we still have that planned for you. But for now, if you're on the webcast page, click the orange button, the offer button, underneath Wendy's beautiful photograph smiling at us. So click that button. And you'll be taken to the offer that Wendy's prepared for the wisdom community. It's called Creating Your Limitless Reality. And if you're not on the webinar page, you'll need to type in the address. So for those of you who'd like to follow along and you want to type it in, it's WOTA Summit. That's WOTA Summit. Summit is 2M1T.com/ and then Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y, and the number 4. Everything's lowercase. There's no capitals at all. WOTASummit.com/Wendy4. And that'll take you to this page so you can follow along visually if you'd like to. So, Wendy, it would be wonderful if you could take us through the options that you've prepared.
Sure. So, we actually have 2 options, and I'm really excited about this. I'm still a little out of it from the channeling.
Both of them
contain the first product, which is Divine Expansion, Releasing Hardship and Living Your Light. So this is brand new. It's a 3-part series, and it's only available through Wisdom of the Ancients. And that's not something that I normally do. Normally things are also available through my website, but this is specifically for this group. So I'm really excited to be able to do this with you all. And really what, 2018 was a year which I think most of us felt like we got a cosmic 2x4 to the head. It just was so challenging. And all of our stuff was coming up and all of the old programs were being broken down. And 2019 is really about building a new foundation. So, we're looking at where we're still feeling stuck, where we've had so much conditioning that things are hard and they're difficult, whether it's continued health issues or we just have this pattern that we just keep repeating. We know we keep repeating it, but we just can't move beyond it. And this is really what the guides want to focus on. So in the three-part series, this is really a channeled series where the guides are coming in and they're teaching on this. And the first webinar together, we're going to talk about releasing some of those beliefs and letting go of the notion that life's hard so that we can open up to all of these new opportunities and looking at our relationships with money and our fear of persecution and expanding our intuitive gifts, because that's something that I know a lot of us who are sensitives, who are doing things that are slightly out of the box, there is this fear of being persecuted, so we won't take ourselves to the next level. We won't allow ourselves to be exposed. And so we're stuck. And, you know, as sensitives, as empaths, we can have a very difficult time in the world and being able to function because we feel like there's just too much. You're feeling everybody's stuff. So we're going to look at that. That's also a big one, and I specifically asked the guides to cover that because it can feel really debilitating when you feel like it's just overwhelming to be out and in the world. And then we're also looking at embracing our inner sense of emotional security and that we're imperturbable no matter what's going on so that we can carry joy while, you know, the rest of the world may be going through chaos. Our happiness isn't dependent on what's going on outside of us. And then looking at our approval of self and really beginning to love and accept ourselves and letting go of that need of approval outside, and then trusting in ourselves and source and the divine timing of the things that we're creating. And then in the second webinar, we're really looking at dreaming new dreams. Sometimes we don't really even know where to start and what is it that we want. And, you know, we talked a little bit about it today about really looking at the frequencies. And then where are our limits? How much can we access? How much abundance? How much love? How much joy? How much connection are we willing to invite into our lives? Because at some point we hit that ceiling and we say, whoa, I can't go any further because I'm going to be too vulnerable, or I'm not enough to be able to have everything, or it's greedy, or, you know, whatever limiting belief we have, we've got many of them. And then learning to balance the mental and the emotional energies and working with frequency rather than form. And then as we move into the third webinar, we're moving forward and really stepping out and embracing opportunities. And how do we align with our dreams, embracing what is? So even if things don't appear to our ego to be going in the most optimal way, how do we really find joy with what is? And then, you know, what's the fastest way through? You know, how do we move through that difficult, challenging time? You know, we might have a lot of anger, upset, or rage, and what's the fastest way through that emotion? So we're going to look at that as well, moving beyond expectations. How do you let go of expectation? And really having this spirit and an excitement and a sense of adventure for life. So that's what we're going to cover in this free series, in this three webinar series together. And these are live and they begin on March 9th. So we have March 9th, the 13th, and the 16th. And if you can't make one of those live, don't worry. Everything will be posted. It'll be recorded and posted inside of a course for you so that you can go back and you can access it. Then as a bonus for offer number one is releasing the victim perspective. And this is kind of a mini course that the guides created, and it includes a galactic light code. And there are five versions of that that we give you so that you can put it on one of your mobile devices and work with it. And then also we've got a language of light activation and a PDF worksheet for you to work with, as well as channelings from the guides. And really what this is helping you to do is to stop seeing yourself as a victim and the many subtle ways that we all do that, so that we can stand in more of our power, so that we can put ourselves in alignment with what it is that we want to create. And then as a second bonus, we also have a 60-day free trial of Galactic Light Code Monthly, which is our monthly membership. And every month you get a new Galactic Light Code. And this is tailored to the group And that's what I love about this, is that the guides, I check in and I, you know, I check in and I say, what does everybody need? What do we need to focus on this month? And so they choose it based on the energy of the group. And so they'll talk a little bit about the energy. For instance, February was all about graciousness. And what is that? And how do you embody it? So they talk about it, and then you'll get the galactic light codes along with a language of light activation to work with. And the amazing thing about the codes, they look really innocuous, but they're actually exceptionally transformative. And they help you to align your frequency. So you don't have to get into the stories, all those limiting stories of why you think you've created something. You're just moving to the new frequency. And this is how we're going to be creating. We don't have to go rooting around so much trying to figure things out, but rather we just need to keep realigning with the frequency that we want to create. We have to drop the old belief system, and we do that by focusing on something else. So you get 60 free days of that, and if you happen to already be a member of Galactic Light Code Monthly, you can actually gift your 60-day trial to a friend or a family member, and you just need to reach out to us and let us know, and we'll take care of that for you. So that's offer one. And I'm really excited about that. And that we've created for $97.
Wow. You know, it feels so good. I mean, it feels good. It just really feels good. You know, dreaming new dreams, everything about this, it just seems like it's a beautiful, for those of us who haven't worked with you before, Wendy, it just feels like such a wonderful fresh perspective, really, or a fresh approach. And I can just feel that there is a degree of limitation that almost feels like it's being released just by hearing this. I mean, there's a vibration that is being transmitted here that is, there's a word I'm looking for that is just not coming to me, but the vibration is, it's almost freeing. You know, there's a specific word that's just not coming to me, but it feels so good. This offer really feels wonderful. Like there's so much possibility on the other, well, certainly on the other side, but there's so much possibility that's being presented to us here. Really feels lovely. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I think a lot of times when we think about doing work, we think about blocks. We're focused on what we think is broken. And one of the things that the guides say is that we're really not. You know, if you think about this divine light, the spark of the divine that you are, that's your higher self, it's residing inside of you. It's pristine. It's eternal. It's immutable. It can't be changed. It can't be broken down. It can't be really altered. It's all things. So
yeah.
You know, we just cover it up with all these limiting beliefs. So it's not that we have to fix something. It's that we're just dropping these ideas about limitation. And when we think about having to fix something, that feels very hard. It feels very arduous. It feels like it's overwhelming to think about. But if you think about releasing and just letting mm-hmm. go of all the things that are false, it's much easier. And I think that's one of the reasons that people are so drawn to the Pleiadians, because, again, it's really practical, simple stuff, but it is also very effective, and it speaks in a way that's very truthful and authentic to us, that part of us recognizes and goes, oh, yeah, this, I forgot mm-hmm. about this.
Yeah.
Don't have to be
the word. Yeah, the word is liberating. To me, this feels liberating. It's that which we already know, but that which is covered up, and this is such a it carries such a liberating vibration, like it really takes us to the next level. That's what I feel, and I don't know if anyone else feels that way. You know, anyone if you care to comment, but to me personally, if I can just share, it just feels so fresh and new. And totally liberating. It just feels wonderful. It really feels light. It feels light. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, so there's option two. There's more. What's option two, Wendy?
There is. So option two includes everything in option one. And then we also have the process, which is kind of the Pleiadian signature course. It's a Pleiadian perspective on manifestation. And I kind of touched on it a little earlier, but it's a four-week online self-study course. And each week you'll work with a new galactic light code and we'll cover a different aspect of the process of manifestation. So in week one, we're looking at recalibration. So how you learn to calibrate your state of being to the frequencies you desire. So it means releasing your judgments that you might have about yourself or the past or things that might be in your family lineage and letting go of all of that. And then in week two, we work with exploration. So that's shifting our perspective into exploring life rather than going into it with all these preconceived notions, which is what we do to protect ourselves. We assume other people are going to behave in a certain way or certain situations are going to be hard or they're going to be easy. We go at it with this idea of what it's going to be like instead of having this kind of wide-eyed, childlike curiosity. And a lot of the things that the guides suggest that we do kind of bring us back to that state. You know, as children, we were amazing creators. And so we're looking to let go of some of the jaded perspective and some of the expectations and judgments that we've set up over the years. And then in week three, we work with recognition. How do we recognize subtle frequencies? If you want to channel, if you want to access the Akashic records, if you want to work with your guides or your higher self or source, the process is the same. It's learning how to read subtle frequency. And, you know, the guides say it's a bit like someone teaching you how to read a book when you're little. Once you learn the alphabet and you learn to read, then an entire world of information opens up to you. You can read any book that you want on any subject. And when you learn to read subtle frequency, the same thing happens. You can open up to a universe or multiverses of information. It's just about you deciding what you want to know about and learning how to ask and how to recognize the energy. So we look at that in week three. And then in week four, it's about expansion and letting go of the limitations that we have. How much of, as I said, that abundance, that joy, that life force are we willing to allow ourselves to experience? And then each of these modules has a channeling from the P's, a galactic light code, a language of light activation, a meditation to work with, and then a PDF worksheet. And then we have a bonus for offer too, and we actually have several of them. So the first one is the Clarity of Purpose, which is another mini course. And all these mini courses have a code and an activation and a worksheet, as well as a channeling from the guides. And this one is really to get clear on what we think our life purpose is. I think this is probably the most commonly asked question in private sessions. What am I supposed to do with my life? And for many of us, I think we feel stuck. And what the guides help us to do here is to understand that really it's not so much about what we do, but it's the state of being that we carry into everything that we do that's so important. That's our life purpose. Our life purpose is to experience as much joy as we possibly can. And when we do that, we're able to also be of service. And then there are different things that we can do throughout our life that allow us to experience that joy. Because if someone told you, oh, well, you're supposed to be a writer, and you go and you do that, and you write your book, and then you finish it, and then you say, well, now what? We're kind of back to square one. So they're helping you to look at that and get really clear about what is it that you want to do right now that allows you to, you know, as you embody a particular state of being, how you can possibly express it and kind of give you some clues about where to look and where to start. And then the second bonus here is reigniting your passion. I know this happened for me, and I know it has happened for a lot of people, that when we start to awaken, we're looking around at the world and, you know, we think, you know, there's a lot going on. It's not very positive. Does what I do matter? Why bother? And we just kind of lose our passion for life. The things that we used to do, they're just not as interesting. And, you know, going to a bar, having a drink, probably not as interesting as it once was. And so, you know, the guides really are helping us with this as well, looking at our passions and really just giving us simple practices that we can help to kind of stoke that fire inside of us. And again, with that comes the code and the activation and all of that. So everything in package one and two combined, that we've put together for you for $222. So there's so much material. You're going to be very busy for quite a while with everything that's in package two. There's a lot to chew on.
Beautiful. But you know, while that might be the case, it's also relevant. You know, clarity of purpose, reigniting your passion, those two bonuses. And then what is so important as well is, you know, releasing the victim perspective. That's the bonus in package one or option one. You know, so many of us carry the victim persona and that leads to self-sabotage, downward spirals. It's prevalent in so many ways in our life, and it shows up in so many ways. And you know, that in itself, you know, it's a bonus in this incredible course, or you know, in option one, option two. It seems like a small part of it, but it's such an important part. So everything that you've put together here, Wendy, it's all so relative. It just feels like this is such a complete program. It really feels complete. And then to have the Pleiadian perspective as well included in that, you know, the guidance and the instruction and the wisdom from the other dimensions, it's beautiful. So thank you so much for putting this together and sharing this with the wisdom community. And I know that the option one is like the never before. So really, we are very grateful for you for kind of debuting it, if you would, on the Wisdom of the Ancients show today.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this because it does really encompass so much of what the Pleiadians have been teaching for the last decade, and I think we've got a lot of it here and just so many practical tools to help you.
Wonderful. Well, everyone, I know you all still so excited and still looking forward to more readings. So again, what we have promised for you today, more readings. So we'll do the phones again. We'll take some more web callers. And then, of course, Wendy has something special planned for the end of the call as well. I know a lot of you are also completely looking forward to that part. So let's go back to the phones for a while. Is that okay, Wendy?
Great.
Okay, let's go to San Diego, California, and 5517 from San Diego, you're on live.
Hi, thank you so much. Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
This is great. I've been listening to you for well over a year, and I just love your messages and the keys and everything. So have been so helpful. I was starting a new job today, and I left that job actually already. I started it yesterday, I should say. It wasn't a good fit, and I sort of knew that going into it, but I wanted to give it a try. And so I'm back to looking for the right fit, and I just wanted to know if you had any advice on finding that.
And what's your name? I'm sorry.
Brooke.
Brooke. All right. So you know what, I'm going to get out of the way and let the guides come in and see what they have to share, rather than kind of being the intermediary. I'll just let them speak directly.
Okay.
Ah, yes. Hello, dear. So for many of you, you will start things, you'll try things, and, you know, nothing is ever a waste of time, and nothing is ever really a failure. Failure is when your expectation doesn't meet the actual vibrational experience. That's it. It's a judgment, a prejudgment that you're putting out there, an expectation. So you've got a lot of creativity, and you need to be in a place that isn't too mental. All right, so that's going to be really, really important with you, for you when you think about what it is that you want. We would recommend that you sit down with a piece of paper and pen, not on the computer, because when you actually write out, you're able to process through the physical body. You're using a different part of your brain. And it allows you to mentally dump out all those thoughts that are running up around up there about what it is that you'd like to create vibrationally. What's the essence of the job? We would say for you, you need to make sure creativity is at the top of the list, that you need to use that mind. You need a little structure. To be just completely creative without some structure is going to be frustrating for you. You're going to feel like nobody's got a really clear idea of what's going on and how to get there. So you do need a little bit, but not too much. And something that is... it may not be full time. You may have a couple of things going on at the same time. Don't worry about this, because a lot of people will say, well, yes, but it's not a full time thing and I'm looking for something full time. But if you had just one full time thing, you'd be very bored. So you your guides are telling us you need a lot of stimulus. So you might find that there are two part time things that you do to keep things varied. So, and that's fine. That's perfectly fine. It doesn't have to be a singular thing. All right. But make the list of what it is that you want. And then sometimes you know that because you know what you don't want. All right. So pick its opposite. So if you know you've got people who are really boring and stiff, then you put on your list that there are people who are flexible, people who are open-minded. All right. So you write that down. And then you imagine, what would it feel like to have that job where you got to experience all of those things, and you go through those one by one. What would it feel like in my body? Because whether you say, I have this thing, I am this thing, or I'm curious what it would feel like to have or be this thing, both will put you in resonance with the frequency. The more you do that, the more aware you're going to become of the frequency itself, the more you're sending the signal out to the universe, and the more you are attuning yourself to be aware of it as it is brought to you. So you might have, for instance, a friend who says, meet me for coffee, and you're thinking, I'm very busy. I don't really have time to meet, but I feel like I need to. You go, you meet your friend, and she has a connection for you. But had you not gone, you might not have known about it. All right. Or maybe there was somebody there in the coffee shop that you were going to meet by happenstance. And so, you know, it's you listening to those cues of it would be easy for the mind to override the inner sense that said, I feel like it's important to go. The ego could say, no, there's just way too much to do. But that calling inside is pulling you and telling you that it's important. When you get quiet to focus on the frequencies, then you have that awareness to say, oh, that thought will pop in, to say, I really need to meet my friend. I feel like there's something that's going to happen there. I don't know what, but I'll just be open. All right? So that's the one thing. When you get heart-centered, you put yourself in a vibrational space in order to receive ideas, messages, information from your higher self, from your guides, from the universe. All right?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Really appreciate
you. Much love. Beautiful. Okay, let's go to Burns Lake, British Columbia, Canada. Burns Lake, 8288, or the last four digits of the phone number.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Wendy. This is Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
I would like to have some help dealing with a difficult situation right now. I'm a leader, and right now there's a lot of things happening within my tribe, and I'm trying to do the right thing in terms of helping our people and helping the earth, and I was just wondering if there's anything that you get from that would help me help my nation move forward.
The greatest way to create change in your community is to be the living example, to hold the resonance physically of the frequency that you want to take your community to. All right. So thinking about the qualities that might be lacking or that might be needed. So perhaps it's certainty, focus, heart, compassion, joy, love, trust. Whatever it is that your community needs, really work on embodying that within your own life. That's the first step. Because as a leader, it's not always what you say that's so important. It's the frequency that you hold and the state of being that you're holding that people recognize and are drawn to. And people say a lot of things in life. All right. People will give a lot of promises or say this is possible, that's possible. But what is really appealing to you all and what you are truly drawn to is when someone has embodied it and they're living it. It resonates with you as authenticity and you are inspired to learn more from this person. What are you doing over there? How are you getting to that frequency? And so you will want to attune yourself to their message. And that can help you. That can also, as you start to embody that, that can help you to be heard. All right. Others can show up in a different way when you are showing up differently. So if you've got infighting, you've got bickering, you've got people who are apathetic, no matter what it is, as you start to embody those frequencies, they start showing up. In a relationship, only one of you has to change in order to change the dynamic of the relationship, not the other person, just you. All right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you all, we often see this in kind of the quote-unquote New Age community. You all want to change the world, but the place that you have to start is yourself. That's where all your power lies. And once you do that, it's contagious. And it doesn't take that many of you, honestly. It's a rather small number of you to embody this frequency in order to take the entire global consciousness to a new level. It doesn't have to be a majority. It's actually a rather small number of you that creates this critical mass. So, we would say the biggest challenge is a lack of faith for your people right now. There's a lack of trust and a faith that things are going to turn out. There's so much, almost a jaded perspective. So look at where you're not feeling hopeful. Look at where you're doubting. Look at where you're not trusting for yourself first. All right? Make sense?
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes that doesn't feel active enough because you're so socially conditioned in your current culture, your world culture, to do. It's the masculine that's being honored. And to work with the feminine first, the feminine has been neglected. It's been diminished. The power is thought to not exist in the feminine. But really, in a linear perceived reality such as you're living in, the feminine always must come first. So that sense of working with your state of being internally before you engage with the outer world is so vital and so important. And it is just as powerful as the action steps. The masculine and feminine are equal in their power. So start there, and we think you will be markedly surprised at the transformation that can take place as you're shifting your perspective of what's possible.
Okay, so basically embody the frequency you want to project out there?
Yes, and look to your own life. So if you're finding that your community is not trusting, that your community has lost faith, if those are the biggest issues, where does that show up in your life? It might look different in your personal life than it does with your people, but look to see where is it. It might be that you're just not trusting your instincts. All right, that looks very different than not trusting other people, all right, or trusting a politician. Not trusting our instincts might look different than not trusting the politician. So it will be there somewhere, all right, maybe not to the degree and not wearing the same mask, but the vibrational essence is there. So just look to see where it's showing up. Because you all play out, as we said, the same core issues. There are just infinite ways for you to do it. All right, make sense? Also look to control. Control and trust, as we said, go hand in hand. So if people aren't really trusting, there's some control issue there too. So look at control in your own life. Where are you feeling like you've got to mentally wrangle or cajole things to get a particular outcome? All right?
Okay.
Make sense?
Thank you. Thank you, people. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye. It's our pleasure to connect with you all. We learn so much from you, and we're most appreciative of your questions.
So I'd like to take a couple more from the web. And so here is one that might be similar, Wendy, to what was just channeled. This is Carrie from Virginia, and Carrie knows she should be channeling healing and helping the human population evolve. But she says, I am stuck on how to proceed. Please help.
So all of you have the ability to, there's a genetic propensity to take frequency in and translate it through a particular sense. It's stronger. So some of you will be more visual, some more auditory, and some of you will simply feel in your body. It's easier. It's just how you're hardwired. It's a bit like being right or left-handed. You will gravitate towards one over the other, but you can be ambidextrous and you can work with all of your senses in interpreting frequency as it's received by the body. That will come with time. For you, part of it is in your body. So you're clairsentient. You're feeling things in the body. And in many ways, this is the most challenging of all the senses because it doesn't get honored. In your day-to-day reality, you don't always recognize the physical cues that you're getting. You know, you see and you hear more in your day-to-day reality. But when you start to acknowledge that, you're going to start to recognize that, oh, every time I feel this way or I feel this pain, I know that's my body's cue. And I can get quiet and check in and see what that means. And at that point, you might have a sense of knowing, a clear cognizance of the meaning of something. To connect, to channel, the first thing you have to do is ground, because there are so many fears that you all have about connecting to the other side. When you are grounded, it allows you to complete your energetic circuit. You can bring more energy in, and it allows you to use your discernment. If you're using your discernment, if you're taking what resonates with you and leaving the rest behind, and this is true for everything that you experience, you know, we would encourage you to do it with everything that you experience, everything that we say to you, to put it through your filter. Does this resonate as my truth? And if it doesn't, that's all right, let it go. And this bypasses many of those fears. Many of the fears are about being manipulated or connecting with the wrong energy. Think about it in a very human way where you might connect with someone, a stranger. Not every stranger do you want to make your new best friend. So when you're connecting to the other side, you may meet some beings that you don't want to make your next best friend and you don't want to take their advice because it doesn't feel right to you. Just as a stranger's advice might not feel the best to you. So everything that you experience at the human level, you also experience interdimensionally. All right. So ground, that's the very first thing we would say. Heart center yourself. Think of something that makes you smile, that opens you up to utilize the multidimensional filter, as it were. Or really, there are no filters. It's kind of a portal to multidimensional information when you're in your heart center. The mind was set up to give you the illusion of limitation. And how do you do that? You set up these repeated programs for yourself, and that's the mind. That's what allows you to live under the illusion of separation in 3D. It's quite unique. It's quite wonderful. It's very unlike any other dimension that you all get to inhabit. And as a soul, it's fabulous. As humans, you say, I'm not so sure about that piece. I'm not buying it. But we promise you, to the soul, you think it's the most exciting game in town, and you got the golden ticket. You got to come down and play. And there are many, many beings who would love to be able to come and play as well. And they're watching on the other side. They're supporting on the other side. So heart center yourself, all right? Think of something that makes you smile. And then ask your question. Get really, really specific. What is it that you want to know about? When you say, what do I need to know? We have to go through everything and look to see how the information we give to you, how it impacts you. So when you get specific, then we know you're ready for the information. We're not overstepping a boundary with your free will. And it makes it much easier for us. So get specific and then listen. All right, get quiet. It's going to feel like your imagination at the beginning. But the more you listen, the more you're going to recognize that it feels different. It feels like there are lots of levels and layers to it. That it's very rich, it's very full, and your imagination will feel very flat and one-dimensional compared to accessing multidimensional information. But this comes through the recognition process, all right, as we were talking about before, and it comes with practice. You'll get a piece of information, and then you'll get confirmation that it was accurate, and that makes it easier for you to come back the next time, all right? So have fun with it. Don't put so much pressure on yourself to say, I've got to change the world. You all do this. I've got to write my bestseller because I've got to change the world. I've got to, you know, go out and speak to millions so I can change the world. We're only asking you to change your frequency. Change you. That's where your power lies. The rest, the universe will orchestrate. Live your highest light. The universe will put you in the right place at the right time to be of the greatest service. Let that go. All right?
Liberating. Thank you. Beautiful. Wendy, I think this would be wonderful if you could take us through your process, the attunement, as a way to really wrap up what has been the most beautiful show.
So, we're going to walk you through. We're going to do another language of light attunement for you. And this is really to kind of open you up to new potentials, to help you to think outside the box. Because at this time, you're creating new foundations for yourselves. This means at the personal level and also at the collective level, you're creating new institutions for yourselves. And you do not have archetypal patterns for this. So if you're looking outside yourself to try to find a form that matches what it is that you are feeling inside that you want to create, you're going to feel a little lost with that energy because the archetypal patterns do not exist. And this is why we also send you back to working with frequency over form. You're creating brand new forms that haven't been created on your planet. So as we give you the activation, it's to open you up to new potentials, open you up to working in a different way, of being in a different way. And, you know, some things you all have just taken for granted as part of your reality. What would a reality like without money be like? It's so ingrained. You know, when we ask you to think about having more colors in your spectrum, what would that be like? You can't imagine more colors. Colors are what they are. It is your reality. So this is opening you up to things that are beyond the current range of frequency that you've been creating in, and opening you up to new frequencies of, in some ways we would say, of light. You're moving through a sector of space that's rich with photonic energy. That's supporting this transition that you're going through so that you can move into a new vibrational expression. So, again, nothing you need to know or do. Just take a nice deep breath and we'll see where we go.
Isho na ora ara e kata ana, asata katai i da dadakora e bedeja to koto onanene kata ala ala luere. Hiza, ala asakoto ala anana no ko ore ibidejta tatakatai inana na koto e zaji tatatai lala na manai. Isa shanana na kato ere isa nana ko ora areera hisa shanana na katai hifa takata ala luena nana sha. Isa shokata era de bedebide shokata ala no noe isa hisa shitatata ere. Ibedebede shokata bede kata bedebede shokata ida. Ida atata kora, ibedebede shokata aza shitatakata ara arrebede inanana isa jitatata ai. Hisa shokata bedebede shokata bede koto ere bedebede shokata hatatakata aira. Hara bedebede shokata bede kata bedebede shokata bede inatata tata shokata etekata bede. Ibedebede kata bede shokata bede kata aza shitakata bedebede shokata anana tutu katai. Hisa shitatakata arora bedebede shokata bede kata bedebede shokata bede kata zakata zitatatatatata isa. Hisa shokata. Ala rabete bidish gatete bidish gatete bidish gatete bidish gatete nanana koto hiza jatata ira rabete bidish gatete bidish gatete haza jitatatata katai. Take a nice deep breath. So as we're working here, there are different beings from different star systems who are blending their energy with our own. It's not important that you know exactly who they are because many times it's quite a large group of different beings. So don't get too lost in your head, but if you might you might be wondering why the energy changes, that's why. All right, so take a deep breath. Here we go. Ito otet ta kada bedi bedi kada bedi kada az zeta kada bedi 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 kada bedi bedi kada ta 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 dure er bedi 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 kada er bedi muno no ni bedi bedi e bedi kada bedi wata bedi bedi kada bedi bedi wata hello e bedi bedi e ta ta kada ata so wa wata e wata wata ta bedi bedi kada shuka ta ata kada atu kada bedi shuka ta atu kada el rabi ta kada bedi shuka ta ata kada ata ta ta e ta ta tu ta bedi 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 shuka ta ata kada ata ta kada tu tu bedi bedi kada bedi ala la ora bedi 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 kada
All right, take another nice deep breath. So, dear ones, we'll go ahead and we'll leave you here. But feel free to connect with us directly at any time. You don't need Wendy. Just ground heart center, ask your question and listen. And until then, we'll be watching and waiting and sending many, many well wishes. Hello.
Hello, beautiful. thank you, beautiful soul, Wendy. Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing your Pleiadian collective to the space. So grateful for you.
It's such a pleasure. It's such an honor to be able to do this and such lovely people here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right, coming back to now, is there anything, Wendy, that you wanted to share with the wisdom community as we wind this down for the day?
I think really just my appreciation for everyone. You know, there are lots of ways for us to engage with the world. Some of them are not as challenging as speaking our own truth and walking our own path. So I just want to acknowledge those that are listening. And really, I have so much gratitude for you and respect for you in being who you are. I learned so much from you. And thank you to you for putting this all together. I'm deeply, deeply appreciative.
So wonderful. So appreciative of you, Wendy. Thank you so much for being here. Been so wonderful. Thank you. And thank you for your really amazing offer, putting that together for the community. I know there's already people that are excited and signing up to work with you. So I can't wait to hear from anyone who's taken the program what you think. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful transformation.
Oh, well, I'm excited about it. And, you know, I am going to hop on to your private Facebook group here. So if anybody has any questions about that or if they have any questions about manifestation, I'll be here for about 30 minutes.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, so everyone, if you still have questions for Wendy, and you'd like to get some answers, then go to Wisdom of the Ancients Group. Wisdom of the Ancients Group. That's the name of the group. So make sure you go there, and then Wendy will post, and just go ahead and comment on her post and ask your question that way. So, beautiful Wisdom community, thank you so much again for being here and for really helping us all hold the space and just anchoring in that amazing light that is coming through, that light that is within all of us. Thank you so much for shining yours and for smiling at your neighbor and for really showing the world that we can be truly vessels of love and of light and of service and of compassion. Thank you, beautiful souls, for being here. And we thank Divine Mother. We thank Divine Father. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank the Pleiadian Collective for being here. We thank the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you all. Much love to you. Take care. Bye now.